Excuse me, waiter. There's a pea crab in my oyster. If you've ever opened an oyster and found a little orange crab inside, consider yourself lucky. Seafood lovers have called this tiny, spider-like crab a delicious surprise for many years. In fact, an article in the New York Times from 1913 recalls the story of a restaurant patron who sent his soup back with disgust upon finding a small orange critter in it. He was not aware that the tiny crab that had turned his stomach was a highly prized delicacy. Back in 1913, pea crabs sold for $2 a portion, which is roughly $50 today. Even George Washington was well documented as a fan of this fine food. So, what exactly is a pea crab? Pea crabs are soft-bodied crabs that live in bivalves like oysters and mussels. Though they may look like miniature blue crabs, they are an entirely different species. Female pea crabs, the ones you'll find in an oyster, are usually pinkish-white and translucent. The male pea crab is free-swimming and rarely seen. They have a hard exoskeleton with antennae extending out of the top of their head. Both are relatively small, about the size of a pea or dime. Though the females use the oyster as protection and nutrition, they do not harm the oyster. In some cases, it can stunt the oyster's growth, but otherwise the two live together in harmony. This type of relationship is known as kleptoparasitism, where the pea crab literally steals food from their host. The oyster, in plankton-rich water, can handle the task of eating for two. The oysters I've had with pea crabs have been nothing less than delicious. The life of a pea crab is pretty tame, at least for the females. They travel to find an oyster host as larvae and stay there for the remainder of their life. They will lay eggs inside the oyster, and eventually the eggs are released into the water. Females produce more eggs than most non-parasitic crabs because their protected environment gives them more energy to produce a large amount of eggs. Also, unlike other crabs, the pea crab larvae are vegetarian and feed on phytoplankton. They either find shelter or continue to float around in the next stage of their life. One experiment found out that the larvae might actually seek out mussels or oysters by detecting certain chemicals in the water. While the juvenile females search for an oyster or mussel, the males remain free-swimming and must fend for themselves. The male's predators include otters, fish, and even birds. However, the male pea crab will only seek shelter to reproduce. He will rub the edge of an oyster containing a female until the oyster opens and lets him in. Pea crabs are located primarily in the Chesapeake Bay, but can be found as far south as Brazil. Basically, they go where their hosts go. If you do find a pea crab in an oyster, there are a few ways you can eat them. Since you're already eating raw oysters, you might be brave enough to try a fresh pea crab. They have a sweet, slightly salty taste and are sometimes compared to shrimp. Though, the appearance of a translucent, spider-like crab might not entice you to pop it right in your mouth. Not to mention that they can sometimes still be alive and wriggling around in the oyster. If you're not feeling that adventurous, you can sauté them lightly in butter, which will add some crunchiness. There are recipes online including soups and omelets using pea crabs, and you can even find a recipe for George Washington's favorite preparation. You can learn more about our listening area's crabs by visiting explorenature.org. The Nature of Things is produced by Irvine Nature Center for WIPR. For Irvine Nature Center, I'm Executive Director Brooks Paternotte.